Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So that's what I was saying.
What?
I just thought it'd be fun to start like that, you know, as if we were having an insider conversation.
You don't hit record, then say that. I wasn't ready for that. What were you saying?
I was saying...
In your head, what was that, the follow-up to what you just said?
It's something to do with Lauren Harries. It's always to do with Lauren Harries.
I'm so confused already. You started a conversation, halfway through a conversation, and now you're talking about Lauren Harries. This is going to be a stressful episode, isn't it?
Why are we here?
Next 22 minutes are going to be difficult for me.
This is Be More Cleverer, Series 2. How long until it
Episode
gets...
Episode 2 of Series 2.
Episode 2, Series 2. How long until it gets boring, slash how long do we have to keep saying it's Series 2? Then.
Yeah. I think about 2.5 seconds ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
This is a podcast in which we encourage ourselves and you to be more cleverer and learn things about stuff.
You always struggle with that bit, don't you? We encourage ourselves to learn things.
Yeah.
Which I suppose we do in essence. Yeah. We get together. One of us tells the other loads about a thing. Past editions have featured Oscar Wilde, fracking, the Red Light District, the Rat Pack. Last week, we actually did a tour in Wunner.
We did. It was an epic.
Yeah, an epic adventure across Alcatraz and Tibet. We looked at Alcatraz and the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And how did that episode end? I would like you to tell me all about the career of Jerry Seinfeld. What was that reaction?
Good. I love Seinfeld.
I've never watched it, ever.
It's a program where basically an amazing...
You don't have to do it right now.
Fine, I'll save that gold for next time.
I would like to know, why and when did it end, the program?
Okay, let me write this down.
Okay.
Okay, why and when did it end?
Yeah. And I also want to know what the peak ratings were.
Okay.
And I want to know a few of the people that were in it.
So, yeah, that's right. You wanted me to learn all about Seinfeld.
Yes, I did want you to learn all about Seinfeld. Because I don't really know anything about Seinfeld. And it's one of those classic situations when someone might mention like a cultural reference and you sort of just nod along. You're like, yeah, I love his work.
I love it. Similarly, people, and I do this as well, with Frasier.
Yeah. I never actually have watched Frasier.
I have watched it. But I've never known how to say it, like the storehouse of Fraser.
But that's a bit more straightforward. Fraser, it's got an I in it.
Yeah. So, but I get them mixed up. So I think it's House of Fraser, and I always kind of say.
Oh, you do that. I've heard you. I've told you. I've berated you for doing such a thing.
I get so confused. So it's Fraser, the series.
Yeah.
And Fraser, the department store.
And we both work in radio, and I think there is something radio-y in Fraser. Do they work at a radio station?
He's a radio host that's a therapist.
Oh, and then people referred... So sometimes people say, like, oh, you're like in Frasier. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
Classic Frasier.
No idea. So I wanted you to learn all about the man himself and the TV series.
Yes, and in typical style,
right.
I did
you
most of that. No!
Disclaimer, you know, I don't think you do that at all.
Girl! Oh, she's been a bitch tonight. No, no, in typical style, I didn't quite follow your instructions, which is fair, because I don't usually do that.
Okay, go on then.
But I have, because I really wanted to talk to you about the show Seinfeld, because in my defence, Jerry and the show Seinfeld are so closely linked.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of takes up most of his life anyway.
Okay, so we're mainly focusing on the TV show.
But I, of course, we'll talk in brief about Jerry Seinfeld himself.
Okay.
So do you want a few basic facts?
Yep.
Basic facts.
Start with some facts.
Start with some facts. So Seinfeld ran for 9 seasons and it had 180 episodes. 180!
Don't do that again.
I'm sorry.
That was strange.
It starred, of course, the titular character Jerry Seinfeld.
The what?
Titular. It's not funny. It's not a funny word. What's funny about titular?
Titular.
Jason Alexander, you'll know him. He's literally been in all of the things.
Yeah.
Things from, like, The Muppets Tonight to Friends to Dilbert. Do you remember Dilbert?
Dilbert, yeah.
It's like a cartoon.
Cartoon.
He's voiced characters in Tom and Jerry, Family Guy, The Cleveland. He's been in literally everything. You'll know his face.
Yeah, yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She starred in SNL in the 80s and is now in the show Veep by...
Oh, Veep. I've heard of that. Meant
it's
to be
good.
Excellent.
It's very, very good.
Yes.
And Michael Richards, who very much his big role was Seinfeld. We'll say that.
Right. Okay. So, what, as in he didn't do much afterwards? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So Seinfeld basically was a show about four friends. Seinfeld, his best friend George, his ex-girlfriend Elaine, who is Julia Louis-Dreyfus,
mm-hmm.
and Cosmo, who is the wacky neighbour, who was Michael Richards, and... Jason Alexander played George, the best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it very famously was described as the show that was about nothing. It was about these four characters who lived in New York and nothing happened.
What do you mean? What, like more in the same way that Friends is, or like more nothingy?
More nothingy than Friends.
Okay, so did it have like canned laughter or stuff like that?
You will find out.
Ooh.
The show was originally called The Seinfeld Chronicles.
Okay.
And aired as a special and wasn't initially picked up.
Oh.
But it was very popular in the ratings to start, and it did. It did then get picked up. The NBC picked it up.
And it did.
And ran with it.
Mm.
Like Friends, it was all filmed in LA rather than its New York City depiction on
the show. Friends was filmed in LA?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
I am, like, the biggest Friends fan. I didn't know that.
I
never really thought about it, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, not one single scene was filmed in...
Really?
New York.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Mm.
So those are, like, your basic, your hits, your bullet point facts.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about Jerry's thinking about the end of the series. So, like I said, it ran for 9 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Seinfeld turned down a 10th season, which would have earned him $5 million per episode.
What? When it gets to the end of these series, people get paid like silly money, don't they?
Silly, silly money. That's insane.
Don't get me started on how much Big Bang Theory stars get paid.
Oh.
Absurd. Anyway, carry on.
Why
did he turn it down?
He turned it down because it's the classic situation. He just didn't want the audience to get bored of it. It was literally at its peak.
Yeah.
And he was like, let's go out with a bang.
Really? So did it have an ending?
It did have an ending. And it was very closely tied to the beginning episode, is what I'll say.
Interesting.
Katie, last week you talked about peak ratings, right?
Yes, I wanted to know what the peak ratings were.
Do you want to guess how many people watched the finale?
So when was it aired? So it started in 1987.
Started in 1989 and ended in May 1998.
Good at remembering things. Okay, and when that era stuff, people really watched stuff, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I wouldn't have a clue. In America as well?
Yep.
Or in the UK?
In America.
Oh, like a gazillion. 50 million.
It was 76 million people watched that episode.
Oh,
just
God.
Under a quarter of the US population.
A quarter of the US.
That's insane.
That's mad.
That's insane.
They don't watch hay like that anymore, do they?
They don't. Especially not in America. It doesn't...
No.
Crazy.
There you go.
So yeah, those...
What was
those,
that, 76 million?
76. And to compare, I keep comparing to Friends just because they do... There's a lot of kind of resemblances.
That's my reference point, I think, because you know how much I love Friends.
And Friends was watched by 65 million, which is still a very, very great number, but that was worldwide.
Oh, really? Okay, and that was just in America for Seinfeld. Well, there we go. Okay.
So I want to talk to you a little bit more about Seinfeld, the series. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you'll know this, Katie, because you'd said you hadn't really watched it or knew much about it.
No.
Seinfeld was one of those shows where the theme was very much a popular thing.
Ooh. I would not be able to tell you the theme. I might have heard it before.
You might have heard it. Have a little listen to this. I love this theme.
I have never heard this before.
Haven't you? It's
no.
great. And what I will say, it's very heavy on the bass.
Yeah, bassy, funky.
Very bassy, very funky. It kind of modernised, sorry again to go back to Friends, but it modernised those kind of connecting scenes. So as you know, in Friends, there'd be like almost like a little riff to
da,
go.
Da, da. Like
it,
that.
It kind of made that the norm in sitcoms.
So they started that. That's like that's. Do you know what I mean when I do that?
Yeah, I know. The one. So like in those interconnecting scenes
with a shot of a skyscraper or like that a marble arch type thing. They
yes,
have in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I thought what I really like about that theme, and they basically use variations of that theme to use the interconnecting scenes shot.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really funny because you can't make anything sound serious with that,
no.
that theme. So I just wanted to test that theory. Could you just say something to me as if like you've just received some news and I just want to just
what,
test
like bad
it.
News or good news?
Yeah, give me some bad news.
Bad news. I've just been told that you're getting fired. In your shocked little face. Me? Good. Oh, can we do another one?
Yeah, do another one. Yeah, go again, go again.
Your cat's died. Shoulder bucking.
It's impossible to be angry.
You do one.
Okay,
you
okay. Oh, this is really fun. This is so fun. Okay.
I love this so much.
Okay.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Katie, I'm really sorry, but Nana's not going to make it past the night.
Oh my God.
It really does have an impact, doesn't it?
Do you know what it reminds me of? Is I don't know if you'll know this. It's usually like a third of 90s children will know this, I think.
Yeah.
those old school keyboards with like the demonstration.
The demo.
How did it go?
Oh.
There's a bit when it like, and then it goes.
I know the one you mean, but yeah.
Yeah, that one. That's exactly what it sounds like to me. I think my mum's still got that somewhere, so I'll have to listen to it, but yeah.
So yeah, so that was the theme.
Amazing.
Long may it continue.
I really don't think I've ever had that before. That's mad.
You could do some more bass in your place.
Well, yes. Bass indeed. Slap it a bass.
So, Katie, quick test. Mm-hmm. Name me three sitcoms.
Three. I literally can't think of a single one. What from like off of the past?
Just ever. Name three sitcoms that you watch and like.
That I watch and like. W1A. Is that a sitcom?
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
Joey. Joking. Don't watch Joey. What about Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt? Is that a sitcom?
Yes.
That's one. I watch that.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All of those, apart from maybe W1A, have been influenced by Seinfeld.
To me, to pick a different one to W1A. I didn't say W1A. I said How I Met Your Mother. I never watched How I Met Your Mother. Okay, but carry on.
So they've all been influenced by Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Basically, lots of television theorists. That's not a real job. But
that's not a proper job.
But I've looked it up.
But there were ones to talk about proper jobs, really, aren't we?
Exactly. But they credit Seinfeld with being the first TV series since Monty Python to be deemed a postmodern sitcom.
A postmodern sitcom.
So basically breaking the usual and expected conventions of a US sitcom.
That's interesting to me that Monty Python would be the reference point.
Yeah.
Sort of so different.
So different.
Like I imagine, but obviously excellent. So, I love Monty Python.
So series like MASH and The Golden Girls, kind of very prominent US sitcoms.
I feel like we should get into watching The Golden Girls.
I watched when I went to America. I don't know if you know about much America.
Went to Alcatraz, did you?
My friend who I was staying with loves The Golden Girls.
That's for future. Maybe let's do that in our own time. We'll get into it.
Yeah, I think we'd like it.
Carry on.
But both of those had very kind of linear narratives.
Mm-hmm.
A thing happens and there's a reset button at the end.
Yeah.
And it goes again. You know,
it's like equilibrium. Change, bad things happen, new equilibrium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Seinfeld was very much one of those to merge and mix and break the expected conventions. And shows like Friends did the very same.
Yeah.
And especially Kimmy Schmidt, where you get, you know, very obvious splits from, you know, cutscenes to thoughts or cuts to different sketches or past. So those kind of techniques were very much employed in Seinfeld, even if on a basic level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, like I mentioned before, it was known as the show about nothing.
That interests me because I really like watching things where nothing happens. I've told you this before. I think it's called mumblecore. I mean, that might be different. I think that sounds like it's different to what Seinfeld is. But stuff where like nothing really happens, but it's like good characters.
It's
I
good
love
characters,
all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Good situations. Mm. Do you want to know about some guest characters?
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that I asked you for, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Carry on.
I'm just going to give you a quick rundown. Some of my faves:
mm-hmm.
Bryan Cranston. You may now know him as Walter White in Breaking Bad.
To me, he is Malcolm in the Middle's dad.
How?
I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives.
Love her. Lois Lane.
Lois Lane.
Why do I know like the slightly less famous thing that they're known for? Carry on.
Marsha Cross, also from Desperate Housewives.
Also from Rooster's Potatoes.
From Albert. Yeah, what were they called? Albert.
Albert Bartlett.
Albert Bartlett. Bette Midler, mega famous.
Beaches.
Courtney Cox, our friend from Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Silverman. Comedy actress and SNL aficionado.
Yes, Saturday Night Live.
And Marissa Tomei.
Oh.
Who just annoys me. She's the Italian actress who's... I only ever seem to see her on Graham Norton. Yeah, she's always a guest.
She's always a guest on things, but she's not really in stuff
true.
We watch. Yeah.
Mm. But a little rundown. This is some of my faves that I noticed when I was looking through. Mm-hmm. So you want to know a little bit about Jerry, right?
A little bit, please.
Just a few things. Jerry was born in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He was a stand-up in the New York comedy scene, first of all. Mm-hmm. Then he moved into appearances on The Tonight Show and Late Night in New York and started as a writer. Mm-hmm. And then teamed up with Larry David, who is the co-creator of Seinfeld. You'll know,
is he?
You may know Larry David from the show Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Which was about an old...
Which I've never watched.
Which is a great show.
Oh, God.
And it's about an alternative version of him, basically. He plays himself.
He is also Saturday Night Live, isn't he?
Yes.
Is he? Or did he just... I saw him on a thing the other day on it.
He was one of the writers on SNL in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Also born in Brooklyn. And yeah, he starred... After Seinfeld, he starred in Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is about him. Mm-hmm. It ended in 2011, but it's coming back next year.
Is it?
For a 10th series.
I'll have to watch it before it starts.
A few little tidbits about those two. Jerry Seinfeld loves a laugh track.
A laugh? Well, like canned laughter?
Loves canned laughter.
Does he?
Although Seinfeld employed two techniques of actual audience, live audience laughter, yeah. He also dubbed over he live.
Loves canned... That's weird to me, because the way you've described it all so far to someone who doesn't really know much about it, it sounds like he's sort of quite cool, like cooler than that, but... Then, I mean, don't judge. Canned laughter is in some of my faves, so.
He always wears white trainers to perform stand-up.
Really? Good facts. I like this.
And he hated the Hangover series of films. Who didn't?
Did he?
Who didn't hate those films?
I only watched the first one.
Bobbins. A few little tidbits of Larry David. He, of course, created Seinfeld with Jerry, like I said. He hates all holidays.
Does he?
Hates Christmas, hates Hanukkah, hates Easter, hates them all.
Does he?
And he claims that he's never, ever taken a photograph or owned a camera. I think that's impossible.
Shut up.
That's impossible.
You have to sometimes, don't you?
You have to.
You just have to.
Katie, I've got three random facts about Seinfeld.
The person or the prog?
The show.
The show. Okay.
I'm only going to tell you one.
Right.
Say, pick a number between 1 and 3.
3.
I'm really glad you chose that because it brings us back to a question you asked me earlier in this episode.
Okay.
You asked me how Seinfeld ended.
Yeah, what I wanted to know was because he ended it before the production people wanted him to end it, did it actually have an ending? Because some shows, they just don't, do they? And it's annoying.
So, the very first conversation...
Is this going to spoil the whole thing for me?
No.
Okay.
So the very first conversation that Jerry Seinfeld and his best friend George have in the pilot and their last conversation in the very last episode are all about a poorly placed shirt button.
Right.
So there's no real conclusion.
Okay. Oh, so it's sort of... Okay. So when I asked that, so does it conclude? It doesn't really conclude?
It doesn't really conclude.
And, oh, that's cool though. So they took the same conversation... Basically reenacted it, sort of. Is that what that means?
Yeah, it was a nod. It wasn't kind of exactly the same, but it was a nod to that first
right.
ever.
Right, I see what you mean. Oh, cool. So it did end early than the program makers sort of want, or the channel wanted.
Yeah, it did end earlier, but they knew it was going to... It was that situation where very much I felt like when I was watching Friends at the time as well, you kind of thought that each season could have been the last.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
So they could have very much picked it up.
Yeah.
But because it was the show about nothing, they very easily ended
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, well, that makes sense. Huh. Good
and
knowledge.
That is Seinfeld.
That's Seinfeld. I feel enriched. I should really watch it now, shouldn't I? It's not on Netflix, though, is it?
I don't think it is. It should be.
It should be.
It feels like
it?
Something that should be. Mm. So, do you want to know what you have to learn next week?
Yes, please.
Okay. I want you to tell me all about Hogmanay.
Hogmanay!
What is it? When the hell did it start? And how is it celebrated now?
That's the Scottish word for New Year's Eve, isn't it?
I don't know.
You don't even... Oh,
I actually
okay.
don't know that.
No,
I thought it was like... I thought it could be that or it could be a different thing.
No, it's...
Don't tell me now.
I won't tell you all, but I did celebrate New Year's Eve in Scotland once.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, got some insider knowledge. You can look forward to that episode.
I am looking forward to it.
Hogmanay.
Say my name.
I understood. I will be back here next time then with all of the celebratory cheer of a Scottish New Year. Shall I bring some bubbly?
Go on then.
Shall we just do it? Maybe bring some party poppers.
Party? Let's bring a party popper.
Shall we do New Year's Eve in, what is it, November? That's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
I mean, I need to also verify that is definitely what I think it is. Whoops. Let's find out this time next week.
Bubbly's in the fridge, my darling.
Bubbly's in the fridge. So, if there's something that you think you want to learn loads more about, but you can't be bothered to kind of do the research yourself, that's kind of why we're here. We've decided to kind of put ourselves in that position. Tweet us at Be More Cleverer, or you could email us at bemorecleverer@gmail.com.
Het leukste cadeau voor de decembermaand komt van Apple en KPN. Want de iPad heeft KPN nu voor maar €379. Appeltje KPN dus. Ga snel naar de KPN-winkel en je hebt hem direct in huis. En dat is dan weer appeltje eitje.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.